ist eine Rosensprungen aus einer Wurzel zart, wie uns die alten Sungen aus Jesse kam die Art und hat ein Blümlein.
Sing like you.
Of course not. You're supposed to sing like you.
Dad says I can't carry a tune in a wheelbarrow.
Dad was joking. I love your voice. We both love your voice. How about Jingle Bells? That you can sing.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. The horse was lean and lank. Misfortune seemed.
Said, what will you give me if I spin the straw for you this time also? I have nothing left that I could give, answered the girl. And promise me, if you should become queen, your first child. Who knows whether that will ever happen, thought the mayor's daughter.
There's nothing you can do. Listen. Listen to me. I don't have much time. You were in the car. It was spinning. And all of a sudden you were back at home and it was 2 weeks ago. And you were watching yourself. Watching your mom and dad read to you. You time traveled. Okay? Just like I did to come to see you. I'm you, Henry. Understand? When you're grown up, we're the same person. I know that's hard for you to understand, but you will someday. You don't need to be afraid, Henry. You're gonna be okay, I promise.
Took you long enough.
You have no idea.
Good. So, Christmas Eve. You got any plans?
Yeah, big plans.
Anything else?
No, thank you.
Thank you.
morning, Chicago. Chi-Town Radio time is 8 a.m. News and sports are coming up next. Shaping up to be a very warm first day of spring here in the Windy City.
Excuse me, I'm looking for something on paper making at Kelmscott. The special collections librarian can help you with that.
Can I help you?
Henry, it's you. You told me this would happen, and I'm supposed to act normal, but I'm not really acting very normal.
I'm sorry. I really have no idea who you are.
I'm Claire. Claire Absher. Now, I know you don't know me. Look, I know how odd this must be for you. It's odd for me. But, would you like to have dinner with me? And I'll explain. Henry, we've been planning this dinner for a long time.
We have?
Go to the bow tie. It's your favorite.
It is.
Mm-hmm. You look like you've been having a hard time. You know everything's gonna be okay. So, is it yes, then, to dinner?
Yeah.
So bow tie, 7.
Mm-hmm.
See you there.
Glass of wine?
Sure. Thank you.
Sorry, I was detained.
Are you okay?
Yeah, no big deal. You do understand why it is I don't know you.
Of course. When you're older, you'll travel back to when I'm a little girl. For me, I've known you since I was 6 years old. Since you appeared in the meadow behind my parents' house where I used to play. You're not really supposed to drink.
Why's that?
Well, you told me that Dr. Kendrick said that you should stop drinking because it makes you travel.
Who's Dr. Kendrick?
He's your doctor. He wins the Burger for his work in genetics. He helps you?
This is too much.
sorry. You told me to go easy on you, and I'm not. I wrote down every time that you came to visit me.
Which I gather I did, or will do, fairly often.
The last time that I saw you, I was 18. Seems that you go back to the same places a lot.
Yeah, it's like gravity. Big events pull you in.
I was a big event.
So it would seem.
Yeah.
Could we pretend just for a minute that this is the first time we've met?
Okay. Sure. It's just that you're my best friend. I've been in love with you all my life. Is this really necessary?
Yeah. Count to 1,000.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 400, 600, 800, 1,000.
Drink.
I don't want a drink.
Earthling.
Mark, you idiot!
Ow! Claire, I'm not gonna hurt you. Just don't throw anything at me.
Who are you? How do you know my name? And why can't you come out?
Can you just hand me the blanket?
Maybe I should call my mom.
No. Don't call your mom, please. Just hand me the blanket and I'll leave.
What do you need the blanket for?
I'm a time traveler. I come from the future. And when I do, I don't get to bring my clothes.
There's no such thing as time travelers.
Yes, there is. In fact, you and I are friends in the future. When you're a lady.
Am I pretty?
Yes. Very.
Prove you're from the future.
Well, your name is Claire Absher, born May 24th, 1972. Your parents are Philip and
Lucy. So you know things. That doesn't prove you're from the future.
Okay. This weekend, your brother Mark, who's a real pain in the ass, falls out of a tree and breaks his arm.
Yeah, but I won't know till then if you're telling the truth or not.
Well, if you hang around long enough, you'll see me disappear.
But you just got here.
I'll be back again. Lots of times. In fact, I'll be back next Tuesday at 4. And it'd be great if when you come then, you could bring me some clothes. Something your dad won't miss. Nice to meet you. That. It's been over for a while.
This is weird. I never knew you at this age. I mean, I've only known you as this mature, worldly person.
Competing against myself.
No. You were just kind of my perfect guy. I just can't get used to this. I mean, I just keep waiting for you to disappear.
Oh, it'll happen, believe me.
How's it feel? I mean, I know what it's like to watch you go, but what's it like to always be the one that's going?
Sometimes it feels like you've stood up too quickly. Your hands and feet are tingling, and then they're not there at all. Sometimes it feels like your attention has wandered just for an instant. Then you're standing naked someplace. Maybe you've been there before, maybe you haven't. You don't know how long it's gonna last, so you start walking until you find some clothes. You seem just like everybody else. Except you're stranded and all alone, just waiting to disappear.
But you get to see people from the past. People who are gone. Like your mom.
Yeah, but the thing is, you can't change what happens to them. I've tried. It just happens anyway.
James, my roommate.
Hey.
Hi.
My best friend. And our
Welcome.
Excellent cook for tonight. Because I don't cook.
Well, you should know that going in. She's a lovely girl, but she can't cook toast.
Gomez?
Yeah, short for Gomolinsky.
It's really nice to meet you.
No, we really didn't want to meet you, but it seems to be the only way to catch a glimpse of Claire.
Please ignore Gomez. Do you want some wine, Henry?
No, I'm fine, thanks.
Do you want some water?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah? You didn't tell me how cute he was.
He's not that cute. Doesn't talk much either. I couldn't get anything out of him except he's a research librarian.
Well, maybe if you'd stop interrogating him.
Well, all these years you never had a boyfriend. You spent every waking minute with the guy, just wondering what the drama is.
Leave her alone. She's codependent like the rest of us. You thought she was going to dodge that bullet?
I don't know. I just think he's not that cute. All right, so, can we put the potatoes in there?
I didn't read it.
Well, it kind of looked like you did.
I was trying to find the dates. The dates that I go to see you. So I could tell a little girl in the meadow. If I'm that important to her, I wanted to be able to tell her when I was coming to see her so she wouldn't have to wait. Christ, I'm sorry. I don't know what I was thinking. I should go.
I'd like you to stay.
Goddamn homophobe!
Dude, what in the hell are you wearing?
What's the date?
What do you mean, what's the date? I don't know.
What year?
What do you mean, what year?
Forget it. I gotta get some clothes.
Yeah, the pink's not working for you. Hey! What are you doing now?
Picking a lock.
Huh?
Close the door.
You wanna tell me what the hell's going on here? What do you want? Seriously. You know, if you have a problem, maybe I can help.
Yeah, right.
Look, I don't give a shit about you, but Claire I care about, so why don't you tell me what the hell this is all about?
You want to know? I'm going to tell you. Because you and I are going to be friends for a long time, so you might as well know now.
Know what?
I look old, right? It's because I am. I've come back to this night from the future. I'm a time traveler.
Oh, my God, you're out of your mind.
Started when I was 6 years old. I have fits. I disappear. I travel through time. I've come to this night from the year 2003. What year is this?
1995. I don't like this.
I get dislocated in time. I never know when it's going to happen or where I'm going to end up. I have to break and enter, steal clothes from the first person I see. You name it, I've done it.
Uh-huh. There's something wrong with you.
Yeah, there is. But I care about Claire more than you can possibly imagine, so you don't have to worry about that.
Oh, well, hey, I'm reassured. Listen, in the future, do Charisse and I get married? Do I go bald? Does Charisse go bald?
I'm not going to tell you things about your life. Knowing stuff in advance makes you crazy.
You're full of shit, you know that?
You won't think that in a minute.
Yeah, why is that?
Charisse is out.
Henry here?
No, he's at the library.
Don't marry him, Claire.
What?
Just don't marry Henry, okay?
You know, he hasn't asked me yet.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
I love him.
I saw him last night at the Vic. Barrel of laughs. First he beats up a guy in the alley, and then we burglarize the Army-Navy store. And then he tells me that he's a time traveler. You know, because he travels through time.
And did you believe him?
Not until he disappeared right in front of me, you know, like he just disappeared.
Yeah, it's a problem.
Are you saying you know about this?
I've known for a very long time.
Okay, no, I don't know what the hell's going on, all right? And I really don't need to know how the whole thing works, because I don't care. But, you know, just presuming for a second that we're not all out of our frickin' minds. Whatever Henry has, it's not good.
I've been waiting for him my entire life, and now he's here. I mean, it's already happened. I couldn't even change it if I wanted to.
Way worse off than I thought.
Maybe I am.
I mean your work. Your singing. You have a great voice.
Thank you. I appreciate that. People don't usually recognize me. Not in the subway, anyway.
My name's Henry.
How funny. I have a son named Henry, but he's just three.
I met a girl. And since I've been with her, I feel safe. I haven't felt that way for a long time. Not since I was a kid. I wish she could hear you sing.
Maybe she will one day.
I'm really glad I met you.
I'm glad I met you too. That girl knows how you feel about her.
Your son loves you very much.
I know.
What are you doing here?
I was worried. I called you several times.
I've been ill.
Yeah. I called the orchestra. They told me you've been on sick leave since September.
August. Makes it hard to play the violin.
That's not gonna help.
Sure it does. Want one?
No. I don't drink anymore.
Pity. It was our one shared enthusiasm.
The first thing we gotta do is get someone in here to clean the place up. Make you some meals. I mean, do you even eat? I mean, do you want me to come around more often? Take you to the doctor? Help pay some bills? What?
No.
No? No to what? Everything or just some of that?
Get your own life in order before you start telling me how to live mine.
I'm getting married.
Who would marry you? Does she know about...
She knows everything about me. Everything. Her name's Claire. Claire Absher. She's an artist. And I'd really like to give her a mom's wedding and engagement rings. That's why I'm here, and I think Mom would really like that.
How would you know what your mother would like? You barely knew her.
I knew her. I still know her now. I've just seen her on the subway. I see her pushing me in the stroller. You know, I see her with you, too. This thing I have isn't always a curse.
Then why don't you keep her from getting into that goddamn car?
I would if I could, you know that. Watched her die hundreds of times. I could never get there in time to change it.
I still miss her. I miss her every day.
So do I.
I just wanted to try it. I just wanted to say it, to assert my own sense of free will. But my free will wants you.
So is he yes?
Yes. Yes, of course.
Thank you.
Have you ever handled a gun before?
Exactly.
Hello?
You are in for a treat, my friend.
Oh, my God. That dress looks like it's been through the wars. I told you to have it shipped.
Mom, it'll be fine.
Henry, I don't mean to be a nag. Any word on your father? We'll need to adjust the seating plan.
I'm not sure he's going to make it.
Shame. Could have joined in on the killing spree. It's how men bond, apparently. Philip.
Whoa.
Philip, they're here.
Are you ready for this? It's a real circus.
Yes, I am, sir.
Hope you know what you signed on for. With Claire, I mean.
I'm not sure I understand.
Her mother and I didn't succeed in preparing her for the real world, I'm afraid.
I don't know about that. She seems to manage pretty well for herself.
Well, that's good to hear. Do you ever do any hunting?
No. Never.
Well, maybe I could take you out sometime.
I'd like that. Yeah. Usually I'm the one who's getting chased.
You know what they say. Life's a hunt.
Good morning.
Morning.
Have a seat. What can we do for you today?
Cut it off.
All of it?
Yeah, I'm getting married tomorrow. And my wife, she likes short hair.
Congratulations. See what we can do for you. I'm trying to make you happy, the both of you.
Give us a second. I gotta take a Valium.
Valium? Is that a good idea?
Wouldn't be a wedding without a groom.
You okay in there? Oh, shit.
This hair, it's always been difficult.
Mom, stop already, okay?
It's fine. But my God, you are beautiful.
When Henry sees you coming down the aisle, he's going to pass out on the spot. Could you go check on the boys?
Okay. Oh, God. Okay. Oh, shit.
Are you guys nearly ready?
Yeah, we're good. We're fine. We're just, great day for a wedding, huh? The flowers look really pretty and everything.
Well, everyone else is downstairs waiting, so what do you want me to tell Claire?
It'd probably be like another, like a half an hour or so to get pretty and then put some pants on and then we'll be ready to go. 5 minutes.
I'll let Claire know.
Oh, what year are you from? You look like my grandpa.
Don't worry. It all works out.
Oh, great. I just hope no one notices the gray hair. Not gonna have time to shave either.
I don't know where they are.
What the hell?
Don't swear. We're getting married.
We are gathered here today to celebrate the marriage of Henry and Claire. In the presence of family and friends and before God, they exchange these vows. To have and to hold from this day forward, for richer or for poorer, for better or for worse, in sickness and in health.
And now I'd like to invite my lovely daughter and my gallant new son-in-law to the dance floor.
Who'd you expect? I brought you a turkey leg. Our cook roasts the best turkey around. Well, that's what everyone says, anyway. My dad was saving it for lunch. He's been ignoring me, so I really didn't think he deserved it. He's been ignoring my mom, too. Alicia says they're really gonna get a divorce this time.
They're not.
You never told me anything like that before.
I don't want you to worry if you don't have to.
Maybe they should get a divorce.
Yeah, maybe.
Are you married?
Yes, I am.
Is your wife a time traveler?
No. No, thank God.
Do you love her?
Yes. Very much. What's wrong?
Nothing. I'm just hoping you're married to me.
Did you ever think about time? It goes, Alan. That's the business of time. Tick, tick, tick.
I was with you in the meadow.
You were?
You were jealous of my life.
I was. I used to try and convince myself that you were married to someone fat with a mustache.
Well, that is my type.
Christmas?
And New Year's? Henry, you've been gone 2 weeks.
I couldn't get back. I tried everything. I even got drunk trying to trigger it.
Guess that didn't work. I have to go.
Now? I just got here.
I know, but I have a show in 2 weeks. Jeremy gave me a space to work in. I mean, this place is too small. I can't work here anymore. Henry, my life doesn't stop because you're gone.
I never said it did. Can we talk about this?
Talk? I have been here for 2 weeks wanting to talk to you. What do you want to talk about? I mean, how bad it feels to sit here and wait for you? I'm going to work.
We'll never make it in time.
In time for what?
Somewhere in America, moments from now, there could be a new multi-millionaire.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Dave Long. It's Tuesday.
Henry, what are you doing? You can't be in here.
We have to watch something.
TVs are going to set you off.
We have to watch something.
Win that jackpot. All you have to do is match all five white balls. Good luck.
What did you do?
Our first winning five number is...
17.
17. Up next.
Maybe a 23.
Number 23.
Or even a 32.
32 is next.
Couldn't possibly be a 40.
Followed by 40.
That shouldn't be
and
a 12.
Our last number is a 12. So here are your winning numbers. 17.
You just won $5 million.
40 and 12.
You can't do that. It's cheating.
Okay. Let's rip it up. No. Look, there are a lot of downsides to my condition. Okay, but this is not one of them.
Exquisite plaster work in every room of the house. Isn't it gorgeous?
This is not it.
But I like it.
You'll like another one more.
Just look at the fireplace. It's got the wow factor. The details, the architecture, the windows. Spectacular.
No, not the one.
Thank you.
Just look at this landscaping. Wouldn't you love to see it in the spring? Now, it's a little smaller than the other places, but big on charm. Now, the main entrance of this house is actually towards the rear, where there is a charming garden. But look at these features. The fireplace, that staircase, it's so handsome. The wide plank flooring, love that.
Claire. We're home. See the garage?
Uh-huh. That's your studio.
Come on, come on. Come on.
So here's the garden, and over there is my studio. Wow.
Well, things are going okay, I guess.
Kent? Yes. And black for you.
Mm-hmm. Three more if you want.
Three's good.
He's awake. He's kicking. That's what? Kicking. No! Somebody finds a cure. There's got to be some kind of drug you can take. There's got to be someone. Something that can help. We're having a baby. Let me find Dr. Kendrick.
How did you say you found me?
When I'm older, I travel back in time to see my wife when she's a little girl. She says I mentioned to Dr. Kendrick. I found three in the Chicago area, one an ENT, one a podiatrist, so...
I'm a geneticist.
And I have a genetic anomaly. It's called chrono impairment. That's a term you came up with, apparently. That's what she says. Of course, now I've mentioned that you will call it that, it'll be hard to tell which came first. You see, that's the thing about time travel.
Did my students put you up to this because, man, you are good? Oh, God. Oh, you got me.
I knew this would be a waste of my time.
Wait a minute. Wait. Here. Henry, wait. Kendrick. Mr. DeTemple.
My wife had a miscarriage.
I am very sorry about that, but I don't see what I can do to help.
What if the baby's a traveler like me? What if it has the same genetic anomaly? What if it traveled out of the womb?
You need help. Not the kind of help I can give you.
How can I prove it to you?
You can't. It's impossible.
Well, just do one test. If you don't find anything, fine. I'll leave you alone. You can go back to your life.
I'm calling security.
The Grant. The Berger Grant. Have you applied for it yet?
How did you find out about that?
To start the first series, it'll take about 10 minutes.
Your brain emits a blast of electromagnetic energy akin to an epileptic's right at the moment you travel. And you could see it right here. Now there are drugs for epilepsy we can use. But all of these drugs are way too strong for a fetus, if indeed it is a similar condition which is causing the miscarriage.
I'm 10 weeks in now, and we've never been that far along. So maybe the baby isn't going to travel.
We're going to find out. We're going to take a look at Henry's genetic code. We'd like to take a look at the clock genes. And then I would like to run the same test on the fetus. Not to worry. It's a non-invasive extraction of cells. But perhaps we'll get some sort of indication as to how to bring you to full term.
We could adopt.
What's wrong with me wanting one normal thing in my life? I want to be a mother. I want to bear a child, your child. Why can't I have that?
I've never seen this with a baby. Never. I've traveled to the future and I've never seen it.
I don't want to hear that.
You heard what the doctor said. You'd be
Stop.
Putting yourself in... Just to be official about this, I need to ask you one last time. You're sure you want to do this?
Yeah, yeah. Sign the papers.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, but vasectomy is rarely a one-party decision.
Yeah, well, this time it is.
You all right? You need us to call someone?
Yeah.
A cab?
Being here right now.
Is it me?
No. I did something. It was hard and you won't like it.
What did you do?
You won't like it.
Well, then why'd you do it?
To stop us from fighting.
We're fighting? Why? Well, just once, one time. Could you tell me the answer to something I'm asking you?
You wouldn't get it anyway.
That wasn't very nice. You've never kissed me before.
Thank you.
I was with you in the meadow.
When?
You looked about 18. It was our first kiss.
You were having a bad day.
I did something. I did something I felt I had to do.
No, please don't tell me something that's going to make me hate you.
I had a vasectomy. I'm not going to have a child with the same genetic disorder as me who's going to die. I'm not going to do it.
How dare you? You tricked me. You came to that meadow, and you forced yourself into the heart and the mind of a little girl. What, you think that I wanted this life, this husband that disappears without any kind of warning? Do you think anyone would want that? Who would want that?
You have a choice.
I never had a choice.
Freezing out there. Where's Henry?
I left him sleeping. I needed some time away from him.
How's that working out for you? You okay?
We had a fight. It was bad. Really good to see you.
Hi.
Hi.
What's up with you?
What?
You're weird. Been weird all week.
I'm pregnant. Do you remember the night in the parking lot when I came to get you? You were younger, before the surgery. I mean, it's not like I cheated on you.
If we lose this baby, if something happens to
you... From now on, we're not going to fight anymore. We're not even getting excited. I mean, if stress is what's causing the traveling, then we should give this baby the most serene gestation on the planet.
18 weeks and perfectly healthy. And you asked about the sex. It's a girl. It's got a really strong heartbeat.
What about Mia? That's really pretty.
Where'd you get the book?
From Charisse. Jane? I used to name all my dolls Jane.
I'm not sure we should be talking names yet.
I'm just getting some ideas.
First time we've ever met.
How do you do?
How old are you?
10. How about you?
38. So tell me about you. I mean, how's school? What are you learning?
Well, not much at school, but I read all the time. I read about Egypt, and Mom and I read The Lord of the Rings, and Gramps teaching me the violin. And I heard Grandma sing. It was beautiful. At the opera, Aida.
You time traveled?
Mom says you and I are exactly alike. Except Dr. Kendrick says I'm a prodigy, because sometimes I can choose where I go.
You can control it. When you go and when you come back.
I'm learning. I saw you and Mom walking in the street before I was born. You walked right by me. You were arguing.
I bet. It's so good to meet you, Alma. It's so good to see you.
Me too, Daddy. Me too. I've really missed you.
A bit. How old were you when I died? It's okay.
Five. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have told you.
No, it's okay. It's okay. I haven't traveled past my own life before. How's your mom?
She's okay. Sad.
Alma, what are you doing?
That's my teacher.
Right now.
Better go. I don't want you to get in trouble. Come here.
I love you, Daddy.
I love you too, honey.
Alba.
We name her Alba.
You met her?
Yeah. She's so beautiful. And so smart. You're gonna love her so much.
So everything's gonna be okay?
Yeah. Everything's gonna be okay.
Push, keep breathing.
She's going.
Push.
Keep going. Come on.
One.
There you go.
Go on.
Alba's playing with?
That's Alba.
Yes, but who's she with?
Your daughter. They're both your daughter. She's time traveling.
Oh, this year.
Is it too weird?
No. I think it's kind of magical. Hey, where's Alba?
She's gone.
Honey, you want to talk about it?
No.
What?
Why is she so upset?
She was just sad for a minute, I guess.
Okay, what does she know? Tell me, or I'll imagine the worst.
Go ahead and imagine it. You're gonna do it anyway. You're all right.
Something's bothering you, you can always tell Mommy.
No, I can't.
Why not?
Because Daddy told me not to.
And you love Daddy. But sometimes Daddy can be wrong. You want to tell me what it is? It's okay if you do.
You promise?
I promise.
Daddy's going to die.
Don't do that.
Albert told me.
She did?
She told me that Daddy would die when I was 5 years old.
Told me that you die when she's 5 years old. The day that you landed in the hallway, you were shot. That's it, isn't it? You get shot.
I honestly don't know. I'm scared.
It's dead. But why? That's just what happens. We're born, we live, and then when we get old, we just die.
How on earth did he get hypothermia in October?
We need to let them do their work here.
Look up a monitor.
He said that some guys were chasing him, and it was snowing, and he got in this freight car train, and then somebody locked him in, and he...
They're going to save his foot. Now, he's going to be in a wheelchair for a few months, but he's going to be all right.
But he has to be able to walk. He has to be able to run. If he can't run...
Are you dying?
No.
Are you going to have to be in this chair from now on?
Only for a little while, honey. Things are happening fast now, honey. I'm traveling a lot. Might be because of what they're giving me for the pain.
Try to stay, Daddy.
How do you do it?
When I feel like I'm going, I sing to myself.
Let's try that.
Daisy. Give me your answer, do. I'm crazy off of you.
This will come in handy one day. No, you need to feel it, honey. It'll tell you when to twist. Oh, that's my girl.
This smells great, Mom.
Okay, that's ready. Straight over. Don't forget the baster. Be generous.
Yeah, it's hot.
Lots. Oh. Careful. There you go. Okay, that's ready.
Your coat.
Tonight?
What presents? Santa doesn't come till you're asleep.
I already looked in the closet.
Alba, that closet was locked.
Christmas is in the morning. That's the rule. No presents on Christmas Eve.
Well, then what are we gonna do?
Hey, Gomez.
Hey.
Come outside for a minute.
Why? It's cold out there.
Don't be an old man. Come on. Just take a second.
What's up?
Just wanted to say thanks for everything, man. You've been a great friend.
What are you talking about?
Something might happen tonight. Right? I just want to let you know that I know I've been a pain in the ass, but you've been great. It's all been great.
Yeah. Don't mention it.
You guys crazy?
Gomez, just kiss a minute, man.
Invite all these people.
I don't want you to be alone.
Why?
I wouldn't change anything. I would not give up one second of our life together.
See any tracks?
Yeah. Let's try over here.
Alba.
Daddy, I knew I'd see you again. I knew it.
How old are you? When is
nine.
This? You're nine? And your mom still leaves clothes?
She says you never know. You remember Max and Rosa, don't you? Gomez's kids.
They're so grown up.
Run back to the house, you guys. Tell Mommy he's here. Tell her to come.
Let's go. Wait up.
Tell me the story of how you and Mama met.
Doesn't she tell you?
She does, but not like you do.
Well, it was right here in this meadow. And one fine day, your mom, who's just a tiny little thing, goes out to the clearing, and there's a man there.
With no clothes.
Not a stitch on him. And after she gives him a blanket she happens to be carrying, he explains to her that he's a time traveler. Now, for
for some reason I'll never understand. She believes him.
Because it's true.
I'm going.
No, Daddy, sing!
I can't sing.
Where are you from?
I'm 39. Alvin's just a baby. We're in the house. We're happy.
Why didn't you tell me you were coming? I would have been here waiting.
I didn't want you to wait. I don't want you to spend your life waiting.
I love you.
I can't stay.
I know. Sometimes I think he's in the trees, deciding when to come out and surprise me.
I used to think that when I was a little girl. That he was always here, even when he wasn't.
I guess he is, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.